Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Torah teaches us, Mehashem Isha Le'ish. Marriages are made by Hashem. Parnasa is Me'et Hashem. Atano ten lahem et ochlam be'ito. We are obligated to go through the motions, but it is Hashem who is in full control every step of the way. It is so amazing to watch how Hashem brings couples together and how Hashem brings people their parnasa. A woman told me she received a phone call from a rabbi inviting her and her family to his Sheva Berachot. She didn't understand why, as their families were not such close acquaintances. But the rabbi explained himself, and it quickly became very clear. The woman said she and her husband took out their oldest son, a high school student, for dinner one night a few months ago. And at that restaurant, her son saw his rabbi, who taught him in school the year before. The boy had since changed schools, but he was very fond of that rabbi. He went over to the rabbi's table, and he gave the rabbi the biggest hug. He told the rabbi how he appreciated so much all that he did for him, and he went on with praise after praise. The boy's mother also came over and told the rabbi how much she appreciated what he did for her son. Now, 3 months later, the rabbi called her and said, "You don't know what you did for me that night. In that restaurant, I was there meeting the parents of the girl I wanted to marry. I found out later that her parents were going to end the relationship that night. They were from out of town. They were never able to find the information they wanted to know about me. And from the experience they had with me up until that point, they didn't feel that I would be the son-in-law that they were looking for. But when they saw your son came over and hugged me and speak so highly about me, they changed their entire attitude. They said to themselves, 'Wow, look how he connects to people. Look how much love he gives even his students.' And then they happily welcomed me into the family." The father-in-law said afterward, he was driving in that night from another state to this restaurant, and on the way there, he found out it was a dairy restaurant. He had just eaten meat. He was thinking to call up and change the venue, but he decided to just go and not eat. Hashem was involved, even in his mind, ensuring that he would make the decision to be in the place that Hashem wanted him to be in. This is Mehashem Isha Le'ish. A man told me, a while back he was struggling with Parnasa. He was an independent real estate broker, but he hadn't completed a deal in a very long time. He used to get a ride every day to work, but one day his regular ride canceled, and he started calling people to find a different ride. He did find someone, but the entire way to work, all this person did was vent about how upset he was that the person who was supposed to buy his store just backed out of nowhere, and now he's stuck. Just a few days before this, a man approached this real estate broker looking for an opportunity to buy this exact type of store. The broker apologized, saying, "I'm not really involved in selling stores and businesses." But now, Hashem practically put the deal right in his lap. He called the potential buyer back, and he told him about the opportunity. And indeed, that man bought this store from the person who drove him to work, and the broker made a very nice and needed commission. The entire thing here was set up by Hashem. First, Hashem had someone tell the broker, "I want to buy this business." Then he had someone tell the broker, "I want to sell this business." And as a result, this man has parnasa. How fortunate are we to be guided by Hashem all of the time. Have a great day.